This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennett. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And I tell you what, it's hard not to be a little more aware, concerned about what is in the air. Right? Ever since this coronavirus has consumed our lives, you wonder, okay, you know, what's in the air? Is it clean? There actually has long been equipment that can prevent a lot of those viruses out there. And the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, after the coronavirus hit, spent a significant amount of time researching the best products out there. And kind of narrowed that down to two. And they'll give you all the details on this. Very easy. It adds to your equipment. So whatever you have in the way of a furnace or whatever, HVAC, this particular product goes there. And then it actually, quickly and easily, can help prevent the spread of colds, the flu, and other disease. So nice thing that spores, mold spores, odors, bacteria, viruses, all kinds of things. So call them for all the details, or check them out online at hatandsons.com, or call 701-234-9889. A little bit of old business. We did figure out that the woman who called, Rosella from Bismarck, that had the concern about hearing an ad that said, call this number and vote, and then getting a Biden note back, was in fact the Newsmax commercial. And thanks to a lot of our listeners who said, she's talking about the Newsmax commercial. So we heard you loud and clear. Todd pulled it out. We played it. It did have that, you know, text virus, which is a little weird, to this number. Yeah. And then you have a chance to vote. And I can't do it. I tried to do it, and I don't know if it means I already voted or what, but it won't let me vote. So I was kind of curious if anybody else had gotten the Biden message she did, because that was kind of the concern there. So anyway, we figured that out. What else did we figure out? Mitt Romney. I didn't get a chance to mention this, but Mitt Romney announced in the last hour that he is supporting the president. Some wonders never cease on the nominee.
Wait,
to the
what?
Supreme Court. Yeah, I know. Mitt Romney. That Mitt Romney. Maybe he's tired of getting grief from folks who love Trump and don't so much love him. But anyway, doing the right thing there. So way to go, Mitt. Glad to hear that. A couple of things in the news. Last thing I'll tell you, and only because it makes me weep, a EWTN Real Clear Opinion poll found in a poll of 1,212 likely Catholic voters that 53% favor Biden compared to 41% who prefer Trump. Now, Catholics, I am one, have teaching in our faith about the protection of unborn children. This isn't like optional. We can't, I'm for that, I'm not for that. You don't get to go to a smorgasbord and decide of what your faith that you take one of those, but I don't like those. I'll take one of those, but I don't like those. You can't do that. So I just said last hour I'm not paying attention to polls, and I'm not. But this one concerns me enough to say something that, you know, I would have a good, honest conversation with anybody that you believe to be in the Biden camp that is Catholic, and just encourage them to do a little research, talk to their pastor, understand the teaching of the church, understand where they'd be. This is a debate within the Catholic Church because, of course, you know, you've got sort of the social justice wing, and then you've got, but nothing trumps life. Nothing trumps life. In fact, Bishop Sam Aquila, who's now an archbishop in Denver, told me on this very program before, he said, if you vote for someone that's going to vote for abortion, you yourself are committing an intrinsic evil equal to the act, in this case of abortion. So I'm just telling you because I care about you. That's all. I don't, you know, that number is lower than it has been sometimes, but still higher than it should be. Okay, so those are the old business points. Now let's get to the new business and a conversation today on a ballot measure that you'll be voting on. Measure number two, this is one that the legislature did, and Representative Kim Koppelman and Senator David Hogue are here to tell us a little bit about their efforts in the legislature and what you need to know about Measure 2. We had these guys on a few weeks ago, and we just didn't have enough time, so we wanted to have them back. A lot of questions about Measure 2, and we'll make sure you're well informed before you get to the polls. Representative Koppelman, Senator Hogue, welcome back. Nice to have you.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Kim, let me start with you. What do you think is most important for people to know about Measure 2?
Well, Measure 2, the shortest thing I can say about it is it's to protect our Constitution, and we should all want that. How's that for brief?
That's brief, and an example would be, the recent measure that's been thrown off the ballot by a court that would have went in and changed the Constitution with all kinds of things about our voting and a whole bevy of things, right?
Exactly. And the problem is that we have been, you know, we've had a process for amending our Constitution for a long time in North Dakota through initiative, initiated by the people, and that process hasn't been abused until recent years. But in recent years, it's begun to be abused big time. And it's by radical, left-wing, out-of-state special interest groups that are attempting to enact their agenda. They're targeting North Dakota to do that because we're low-hanging fruit. It's not costly to pay people to gather signatures in North Dakota. There aren't as many of us because our population is lower. Advertising is not as expensive as in other states. So for a relatively low investment, they can work their will and get something in our Constitution that they try to slip past the people. It's kind of a Trojan horse. They will always dangle something that sounds real good. In fact, with Measure 3 that you mentioned, it would have been allowing military votes to come from overseas, sort of easing or facilitating that process somehow in a better way than it already is. And actually, it's very good in North Dakota the way that works right now, so that's completely unnecessary. Our Secretary of State has explained that at length. What most people don't know is that that measure was, I think, about 1,000 words, and only about 15% of it dealt with that issue. The rest of it was a lot of stuff that people didn't know about. One example is it would have reduced their representation in the legislature by one-third. Every voter in North Dakota would have had their voice muted by one-third in terms of the people they elect and so on. So there's all kinds of junk, frankly, in some of these things that are being proposed by these out-of-state groups that most North Dakotans never hear about. And this would simply ensure that there's transparency, full disclosure, and care when we amend our Constitution, and a document as important as that, it's something we all should want.
Senator Hogue, tell us about that process. So if I thought it was a good idea to change the Constitution for, you know, military votes or whatever, what would I do? What would the process be with Measure 2 passing?
Well, it would depend on you would have one of two ways. You could approach your legislators and say, gee, the 45 days that is in the law now doesn't seem like it's enough time. Can we give them an additional 15 days? And so the simplest thing for you to do would be to ask the legislature to change the law, and we could look at that. What Representative Koppelman referred to and what's happening in at least our last four election cycles is the out-of-state interests realize that their interests are not aligned with the people of North Dakota, and certainly not the people we elect to the executive branch and to the legislative branch. So they will always, Scott, always try to amend our Constitution because they know in that way, you know, they don't have to have a measure that reflects the will of the people. And so what they do is they hire someone to gather these signatures, and in the case of Measure 3 that we've been talking about this morning, they get those signatures and they get them into the Secretary of State, in that case, July 5th or 6th, right after the 4th. And this thing is on the ballot and we're starting to vote on it in September. And people don't even know what's in the measure. They haven't had any, there's been no public hearings. There's been no testimony from stakeholders about what's good or bad about the measure. And so we just think that, as Representative Koppelman said, the process is being exploited by people who want to rush something into our Constitution before we've had a chance to give it due process and transparency and evaluate it on its merits.
So under Measure 2, there'd be a check there, basically, by the legislature to say, you want to amend the Constitution, so we need to look at this language and look at it if it passes, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we want to hear from, well, for example, in Marcy's law, we would have loved to have heard from the prosecutors, from the judges, from law enforcement, about how this measure affects how they administer justice in our criminal justice system. And we didn't have that, for example.
Scott, if I can jump in here, Senator Hoag has mentioned something. It's a good illustration. Marcy's Law was something that was put in our Constitution a few years ago, and it was put there based upon victims' rights. Everybody said we ought to have victims' rights. Well, we did have before, and we do now. And the question is, how good was that measure? Most people didn't know. I doubt that very many knew that measure was 30 pages long and contained a lot of stuff nobody knew about. That's the problem. These are Trojan horses. They come in and dangle a carrot like victims' rights or military votes or whatever it might be. That sounds great to all of us.
Hold that thought, if you would, Kim. We'll continue after a break with our guest.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Intelligent Ag.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, and there ain't no doubt I'm getting them good. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking in.
we're here. We're here, we're here, we're here. Just juggling a lot of things. A lot of things going on here today on What's On Your Mind. Mostly I was pursuing the menu for PetroServe USA.
Of course you were.
And it got me a little hungry, you know what I'm saying? Because they have that home cooking and that grab-and-go convenience. It's so darn good. How does a hot beef sandwich sound today? No?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. But chicken pot pie.
Always.
Todd, you kind of like the chicken pot pie. I know Ponder Pool.
Oh, they're awesome. You know, as big as your head.
Yeah, exactly. Meatball dinner in Harwood. A beef stroganoff in West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. So lots of locations of PetroServe USA home cooking. Of course, most PetroServe USA locations, hot stuff, personal pan pizza. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, coffee, you know, pop, water, whatever. You get that, and you're going to get a great deal of $4 for four items. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We are chatting with Senator David Hogue, Representative Kim Koppelman. We're talking about measure number two. It'll be a item for you to consider prior to walking into the ballot box this November and casting your ballot on what you'd like to see on measure two. Kim and Dave have both given us a good idea of why it's needed and a little bit about what it's doing. If you have any other questions about it, you certainly can call these two. They're the pros on it. 258-0550 from the 701 number, 258-0550, or 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, 367-2054, Todd's at 226-8503. Bismarck, we go on Andrew. What's on your mind, Andrew? Andrew, are you there?
Yep, right here. How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
Well, I want to comment on that survey of Catholics, you know, the 53% support Biden. See, the problem with surveys like that is there's all sorts of people who are technically Catholics, and a lot of them, you know, don't go to Mass or, you know, what have you. So that's sort of, you know, from like Nancy Pelosi to you and me. So a better question for surveys like that to ask is, you know, what percentage of, say, weekly Mass goers would actually support the various candidates?
And if that's a good point. That's a, good point, Andrew.
That question, you know?
Yeah, and that is out there. I've seen that before. And the number, obviously, when you get to regular Mass goers, I forget how they describe it, but basically, are you you know, an active part of the church? It's always, you know, a strong majority, but. You know, I don't want to give up on anybody. I hear what you're saying, but I just think, you know, we're talking about whether you're active or not. You know, your salvation here. This is not flippant stuff. So get informed on it. But good point, Andrew. I take you there that number is considerably different among those that are in the pews every Sunday for sure. Let's see. This is a text question for our guest. The legislature needs to follow its own advice on Measure 2. It has not been properly vetted. Many people do not know what Measure 2 is. It might be a Trojan horse itself. So let's talk about it now and vote on it in 2 years. That is why they are advocating. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. What do you say, Senator?
Well, I would say it has been vetted. And it, first of all, Scott, it's the way we used to do things back when we first had initiated measures. This is the process we had. And for reasons that are unclear, we went away from it. But Measure 2 was vetted. We had several hearings in the North Dakota Senate in a subcommittee, and we debated it vigorously on the floor of the Senate. And we voted on it twice because it was amended. And that's the beauty of the legislative process. When you are vetting things and you find problems, you have the ability to amend them. And that's not the case with a constitutional initiated measure that goes directly from a law firm's office in California to the Secretary of State's office for approval. There's no vetting in that process. It gets emailed, and if it's in proper form, they can go get their signatures. Going back to Measure 2, after it passed the North Dakota Senate, it went over to the House, and there were more hearings. And more people testified, both for and against it. And the House voted on that, and they amended it. They amended it to include a requirement that all constitutional measures must go on the general election ballot, which the Senate saw that, and they said, hey, that's an improvement on that measure. That's another amendment. So the Senate voted on it a third time. So we had this back and forth in the Senate committee on the Senate floor. We had it go over to the House, amended again, and we came up with a product that both the House and the Senate passed by near two-thirds majority, and both of which are very proud of. And so it was vetted. To say that that wasn't vetted, I guess we'll have to find out what it means to vet. But I'll compare that again, Scott, with the process where I'm a wealthy individual from out of state. I have an ideal. I direct my lawyer to draft it. I email it to the North Dakota Secretary of State for some consideration. Is this in proper form? The Secretary of State says it is. I hire some people to go out and get the signatures, and I put it on the ballot. There's no comparison between those two processes.
Yeah, no hearings there. Good point. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment on that because I think Senator Hogue has explained in detail how much rigor goes into a measure when it's considered by the legislature. This question from the listener really illustrates a good point because there are two ways right now that our Constitution can be amended. One is the process Senator Hogue just outlined. Something is proposed in the legislature. It goes through those public hearings, et cetera. Then it goes on the ballot for the people to consider. So there's a check and balance there. The people are the final decision makers, and they would be under Measure 2 as well, but they trust the people they elect to represent them in the legislature to dig even deeper and decide, are there any problems with this or does this make sense? And it's just the flip side. What Measure 2 proposes is that when the people approve something on the ballot, then it would go to the legislature to go through that same process. It's just whether it does it first or second. So it would really equalize the processes we have for amending the Constitution. And right now, the process, when it's initiated, for all the reasons that you and it can be amended in a way that can hide a lot of things, and that's part of the problem. So when the people of North Dakota are asked to amend our Constitution, they should know everything the amendment proposes, and that's really what would be guaranteed with Measure 2.
Let's see here. We have a couple calls waiting in a short time. Let me throw you this real quick from a listener. Measure 2 isn't tough enough.
Well,
what would you say to that, Senator?
Well, I've thought about that. And you try to strike a balance, Scott, because, one thing I'll say about our U.S. Constitution is it's too hard to amend our U.S. Constitution. It takes 3/4 of the states to ratify a constitutional amendment. That's 38 of the 50 states. When are we ever going to do that again in this red and blue environment? I don't know. But what we have now in the United States is our Constitution gets amended by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Hold that thought, if you would. We'll finish this conversation on Measure 2 after the break.
These are exciting times for the University of Merritt. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umerritt.edu/engineering.
Time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the United Nations as it holds its annual fall meetings in New York City, sending a pre-recorded virtual speech to the General Assembly, in which he said,
"We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China."
Trump accusing China of not sharing information about COVID-19 in a timely manner when it broke out. And the president defended his administration's response to the pandemic in the United States, saying the nation launched the most aggressive mobilization since World War II to fight it. Tropical Storm Beta moving inland and dumping a lot of rain still along the Texas Gulf Coast after making landfall last night. A state of emergency in effect for parts of Texas as well as for Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I mentioned my little brother has a birthday today.
You did? Yeah.
I remember seeing Rat at the Hislop Sports Center with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was
really?
I was out of my element.
In the day.
Yeah, he was, you know, too young to go alone.
Oh,
right?
Oh, gotcha. Yep.
And
yep.
And trust me, I'm not a huge Rat fan.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I know. Just wasn't my thing. Sorry.
Dude.
Just wasn't my thing. Oasis Petroleum brings you the Be the Buffalo hotline. We love that. 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let me say it again nice and slow. 855-200-1776. 24-7. That's radio graffiti around the clock. You can do it anytime. Let us know what's on your mind. And we also celebrate folks that have that Be the Buffalo spirit in North Dakota, just like the folks at Oasis Petroleum do. Tough times in the oil and gas industry right now. You see the price of oil yesterday, and it dropped again. Oh, it's just a tough, tough time to man down. But you know what? The employees are all about getting it done, shoulder to the wheel, turn to the storm, Be the Buffalo. 855-200-1776 to celebrate that. All right, our final minutes with Kim Koppelman, David Hogue, members of the North Dakota Legislature on measure number 2 that has been vetted, been through the committee process, been voted on by legislators in the Senate and the House in North Dakota, and the law, and so therefore measure 2, I guess the authorization is to take it to the citizens, and then it becomes law if you vote on it on Measure 2. We want to just make sure you know about it. So Randy in Bismarck has a question on that front. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I love your program, Scott. I listen to it all the time. But I didn't get to vote for that mail-in ballot for the last election here. And I was wondering, can I go to my polling place in the city and still vote?
Let's see, you're from Bismarck. I guess I don't remember what Burley County did, but my understanding, Kim and David, is that most of the polling places will have a vote in person option, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, Scott, the polling places are not necessarily the same as you're used to in your precinct. There might be fewer of them in your area, so you need to check on that. But if what you're asking is if you got an absentee ballot, can you vote in person instead? The answer is yes, and it's probably a good idea to bring that ballot with you, and then the poll workers can actually cancel it for you and give you an actual ballot to vote on election day, or if you do it in early voting, you can do that as well.
How do I get this mail-in ballot? I didn't get one.
Well, you have to apply for an absentee ballot, and I don't know offhand what the deadlines for sending that application in. I think you might still be able to do that. But again, I would call your county auditor's office in Burley County and ask them. They're the ones that are the experts on it. They run the
What Kim is saying is if you had requested one, you had it, but you decided I want to vote in person, you can just take it with you so it isn't laying around for somebody else to do any shenanigans with.
Yeah.
They get rid of the ballot and then you vote in person.
Correct.
Yeah, but I haven't done any of that. I wish it would just be the same old stuff instead of all computer stuff and all that. It's so simple to do the way I did it for all these years.
Yeah, it is. But some people, you know, want to use a crisis like coronavirus to try and disrupt that a little bit. So don't let them win, Randy. Check okay. it all out, okay?
Okay, that's the city auditor?
County auditor.
County auditor. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's the
Thank
Burley.
Thank you so much.
That's the Burley County. Burley County. I was trying to get you a number, but in typical government fashion, I go to the contact us form, and it has a contact form, name, and all that stuff in your comments, but no number to call, which drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But you can find it. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that call very much. All right, guys. What else do you think people need to know about measure number two that we haven't told them yet?
Well, Scott, I was going to say, I think measure two, you know, your previous question from your caller is, you know, the Constitution should have more safeguards than just a simple statute. And I think measure two strikes that proper balance between amending a Constitution, which is too difficult, which I mentioned prior to the break, where you have 38 states that have to ratify it. Well, that's such a high bar that it never happens anymore. And so you have this Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. They're amending our Constitution through judicial fiat. And so we create all these rights that the court would like because we can't amend our Constitution. And then on the other hand, North Dakota, it's so easy to amend our Constitution now that we have all these out-of-state interests coming into North Dakota, and they want to advance their agenda by amending our Constitution. And so Measure 2, it tries to strike a balance between having some safeguards or having no safeguards at all.
Just before I go to Kim, I want to give the number for the auditor's office in Burley County for that last caller. I did find it under department heads. 701-222-6718. Alan Wiedmeyer is the auditor there. It is 701-222-6718 is the telephone number there. If folks want to know more about where you vote in the process for Election Day. Kim, your thoughts, final thoughts on measure number two?
Well, I agree with what Senator Hoag said. Our process in North Dakota right now is the weakest in the nation for amending a state constitution through initiative. And we need to ensure, as I said before, that when we're asked to amend that document, that the people voting on it have the information they need. They know what it's all about. Currently, that isn't the case. And I guess the question is, would the people trust those they elect to represent them in the legislature, and we are citizen legislators in North Dakota, these are your neighbors, to vet this, go through the process, have public hearings where the public can come and testify, you can hear the good, bad, the indifferent, and so on, or do they trust a big state radical or an out-of-state radical group with a lot of money to run slick ads to try to deceive them about what's really in a measure? And that's what we're subjected to right now. So it's a good check and balance, protect our Constitution. I encourage people to vote yes on Measure 2.
All right. Well, you heard a good bit of information from two folks who have been working on this a long time. And, I just really feel it's important for people to have as much information as possible. It's also on us. I mean, if we're going to go to the ballot, you can find out what the ballot is before you get there and know it's there and dig into these. But we try and make that a little easier for you here as well. Senator David Hoag. Representative Kim Koppelman. Yeah, Kim, you have something else to say?
Yeah, just one other quick thing. You mentioned the ballot, and this is another problem. I mentioned some of these measures are voluminous, 30 pages long or whatever. What do we see on the ballot when we go into the voting booth about a measure? We see a sentence or maybe a paragraph at most trying to describe what this measure is. It may be huge, and we may have no idea of all the junk that's in it. So we need full disclosure. That's another important point.
Makes sense. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
There you go, folks. Measure number two on the ballot. We'll tackle a lot of these between now and Election Day. Just make sure you're informed, and if there's one you want to know more about, let us know, okay? Let us know. Jeff in Williston's been waiting a while to let us know about an event in Williston coming up. Jeff, what's up?
Not much. Thank you for having me on, Scott. I appreciate it. This Saturday, the 26th, we're having a Trump caravan, and it's going to be starting at Raymond Center at 11 o'clock a.m., and we're working with the Trump Shop or the Trump Store there in Williston, which is one block north of Taco John's. So they got all your Trump flags and American flags and all that kind of stuff there. And we're all getting together, and we're going to show our support, our love for President Trump, for our country, for our flag, and our national anthem, and also support our law enforcement. They've been under attack for several years now. And
great idea. Great idea. Yeah, really good idea.
Also our firefighters, especially those ones that North Dakota firefighters that headed out to Oregon to help out with those forest fires out there. Our prayers are with them and their family, and I wish them a safe trip back. And everybody, we're just going to have a good time and enjoy it and celebrate America and support our country. And we got people coming from all over, from what I understand. And I've gotten a lot of support here in the local community in the Williston area. So please pass that word on. Also, I encourage all the North Dakotans and Minnesotans and South Dakotans and Montanans to have their Trump rallies or a Trump caravan or convoy, whatever you want to call it, and in your local towns and communities, and just get out there and just celebrate America, and then just get fired up for this election.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Good idea, Jeff. In fact, I'm looking for a place to bring Michelle Bachman and Mike Lindell for an event, and if somebody hasn't yet done one of these parades, maybe let me know and we could combine the two, because I think it's wonderful that you're doing that. Thanks so much, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. I got a call from Aberdeen, South Dakota, from McLeod and others waiting here. But first, my friend Kevin Pfeiffer is on the phone preparing for a big day tomorrow. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing really good. Thanks a bunch. You're on the road today, and tomorrow headed for a big land auction, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be in Regent, North Dakota tomorrow for the Gresp farm, crop, and hunting land auction. I tell you what, this is a legacy farm, generational farm. We're going to have an absolutely great time. Highly productive crop farm tomorrow that we're going to be auctioning off. Probably one of the better ones in southwestern North Dakota in 2020. So finally get to do some fun stuff in southwestern North Dakota this week.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Now, how will you do it? I mean, I know there's been a lot of online auctions of late. On-site auctions have been a little more sparse. Well, how are you doing it tomorrow?
Well, we're going to do it just like we did yesterday. We had three auctions in Rugby. We're going to go live with the live auctioneer with social distancing, of course, but then also simulcast. You'll be able to bid online at Pfeiffer.com. Or you can bid by phone. So really, you know, the bidders, they have three different venues they can bid. They can come and bid live, or they can bid online, or if they want a phone bid, they can certainly do that. So that's the way it's going to be for the balance of this year as we try and navigate through this pandemic.
By the way, if you go to Pfeiffer's website, Pfeiffer's.com, obviously all the information on the auctions are there, but some of the real estate listings will have you, you know, really have a piqued interest in, you know, the road to the Buffalo Ranch out in Lewis and Clark County, Montana, is one that you couldn't help but dream over. The Timberlane Resort and Bears Den Golf Course at Park Rapids is a doozy. Some beautiful homes, a lot of great farmland. That's kind of like a Christmas list there, isn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. There's some really incredible properties. You know, the inventory of land in the market throughout the 3-4 state area isn't very large this year, but the acreage that's on the market right now is some really spectacular properties. I mean, if you're looking for anything, cropland, hunting land, pasture land, recreational land, this is the fall of the luck, because what is on the market is pretty neat land.
Fantastic. So Pfeiffer's.com is the website to find the latest on that information and check all that out. And you get to actually be in person.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Kevin. Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's. And, folks, Pfeiffer's.com for all the details. Click on auctions, and you'll find out what they're up to tomorrow. And, by the way, Friday, the Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction in Bowman, too. So, a lot going on, our friends at Pfeiffer's.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables, too, is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. A friend of mine just went over, is looking for an all-wheel drive SUV, kind of new in town. Good gas mileage, low miles, and had to get rid of her Mini Cooper because is that a North Dakota winter vehicle? Not so much. Her 2018 Buick SUV will do much better than that. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. Most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, the best in the business. The finance rates are the lowest in years, and your trade may be worth more than you think because, well, a lot of dealerships are struggling to find some quality used vehicles. Shop, click, drive, find out. Schwann Buick, GMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour.
You're, as I say, you're working today, or...
Well,
there is so many plates spinning in the air here, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just don't forget about the show. I mean, we all end up multitasking. Right, just don't forget about the show.
I mentioned earlier that Tim Walz is going to be in Minnesota. And so I was, you know, hopeful that we could get somebody over there. We also have a guest that you're going to hear tomorrow on the program who's coming in afterwards, the nephew of Vice President Mike Pence.
His name's John Pence, and he's advisor, senior advisor to the Trump campaign. So I was talking to Chris Berg because he's on his way over there. So I said, well, if you're going, then I can watch. I can share it on Facebook. I can have it here. So anyway, I couldn't just quite hang up in time. So my apologies for that. But let's see. We have some calls we need to get in. We have some texts we need to get in. It's our final segment on this fine edition of What's on Your Mind. Rod in Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. I just want to comment. You had mentioned about the Catholic poll. I guess the one question I would have is whether or not that poll was of practicing Catholics. Because you got to remember, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi also claim to be Catholic. But in fact, they really are not. I would disagree that they even are, because they're probably not practicing Catholics or are not really representing our faith correctly.
Yeah, which is, again, very perilous in the eyes of the faith, in the teaching of the church, to disregard that and think that you know better, you know. And they're lost causes. I mean, I hope they at some point find the error of their ways, but I don't hold my breath about it. But I do about people that, you know, just are maybe not necessarily that deep into the teaching of the church. I had a very good conversation about this one time, and it stayed with me for a long time, with Bishop Aquila. And he was the Fargo Diocese bishop before he was the Archbishop of Denver. He's just a very, very wise man. And, you know, he's very kind about this. He's not being judgmental, but he's saying, number one, life trumps everything. This is what you need to realize for those folks who say, well, you know, I'm not for that, but I like the fact that they're, you know, they have a, you know, the Catholic Church has a thought process that we want to help as many people as we can help. And they do. I mean, there's not a church on the planet Earth that helps more people than the Catholic Church. Go look at what they've done. They started hospitals, you know, long, long ago when there were hardly any hospitals. They started schools. They started colleges. You know, they have done so much to care for people that they don't get the credit that they're due for it. But when you sit there and say, okay, well, that side of the teaching, how do I balance that with the life teaching? What the bishop was saying is life is paramount. That's innocent life. Innocent life. Even if you have a candidate that is against abortion, but for the death penalty. Well, wait a minute. How can you be against the death penalty? That's life, too. It is. But it's not innocent life. It's not innocent life like an unborn child. So that even has to have a rank. So it's an interesting conversation to me. I don't know if it bores the tears out of everybody else, but I do think you're right. And somebody earlier called about the idea of the poll numbers and, you know, whether it says Catholic on your, you know, baptismal certificate, but you haven't darkened the doors of a church in a long, long time, then that's sort of a poll that doesn't mean a whole lot, right, Rod?
And if you do get a response from any Biden supporters that respond, I guess that would be the question to ask them: are you a practicing Catholic?
Yeah, fair point. Thanks for the call, Rod. I appreciate it very much. Truckers is what's on Farley's mind. Farley, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, short and sweet. It's called an acceleration ramp. When you're merging onto the freeway, as soon as you get on that ramp, start accelerating. It is your obligation to match whatever the freeway speed is right now. It is not your obligation to come in 35 miles an hour, put your phone down, look over your shoulder, and say, how come everybody ain't moving out of the way for me?
It's so dangerous. Right. It's so dangerous. I look at that, and I just want to cringe. I'm like, you're going to kill people by, you know,
don't
gingerly kind of make your way into it.
Okay, on another point, I'll try to be as quick as that. Listening to a TED Talk one day, a couple, two, 3 months ago. And here's this guy that's standing on a podium in an auditorium setting. He's walking around it, and he's holding the mic. He puts the mic back up. He's talking. He's turning pages. He's doing a TED Talk. Then the same guy comes walking out onto the stage and is standing there watching him. The crowd's looking at the two of them saying, who's the real McCoy here? The guy pointed out, he stopped that guy behind the podium, and he says, what you've seen is AI. We have gotten to the point that we can totally make a hologram, and it fools everybody in the audience. He thought that was the real guy standing there. And then the guy said right at the end, he said, what worries him is coming to an election near you is a BS hologram that's going to throw the election in the 11th hour, and then it'll take 2, 3, 4 days, it'll be too late or what, before we figure out that it was a hoax, and it'll be and he was really worried about it, and they're really
gonna... Holy buckets, Farley. We're going to have to wrap our minds around that. Artificial intelligence. Be very afraid. More coming up on What's On Your Mind tomorrow, same time.
Say, you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three, and that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of, and uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.